Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. How about that, folks? We're celebrating his 17th year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, and he's our good friend Clyde Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. The Brain Trust is 17 years older, but not me, though.
That's exactly right. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. I want to talk about... You have something to say? Were you going to say something?
No, I said, you bet.
Oh, I thought you were going to... I thought you were going to give me one of your famous insults. I didn't know what you... I wanted to make sure. All right, so Wayne...
I'll have a few.
So here's the thing. And I mentioned this, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned this once before on the show. This is a little bit of inside baseball in a way, but it's in a lot of ways it affects you directly. I'm going to set the table, Wayne, and then you can comment on this thing. Folks, a member of my Brain Trust, Robert Lighton, is a very well respected researcher like Wayne Cruz. He's associated with a think tank like Wayne's think tank. The Brookings Institution, or he was, I should say, but I knew him when he was with the Kauffman Institution, the Kauffman Institute, and others. But he's no conservative. He's actually a Democrat, probably a little bit left, but he's an honest broker in his research. Would you agree with that, Wayne?
Absolutely, is he's one of the best.
So he created some research. He came up with some research that disagreed with something that Elizabeth Warren, senator from Boston, from Massachusetts, didn't support her. And I won't go into what the legislation is. The point is, she got on the phone to Lighton's boss at Brookings at 7, I'm going to use this is approximately what happened, 7:30 one morning. By 8:30, they had fired him. Wayne, did I tell that story pretty close to correct?
That seems about right to me. I had seen the story. He had testified in Congress on the Labor Department fiduciary
rule. That doesn't matter. I don't care about the topic. The topic is she got him fired because she didn't like his research. Wayne, that is chilling debate. That's chilling the marketplace. This is a horrible thing. And if this is what the Democrat Party is doing, Democrats out there, folks, you folks, the Democrats who are in the marketplace, you need to wake up and think about this. This is a horrible thing. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, I think that's right. Look, there's got to be lots of room for different ideas in the public policy process and in the public
it's
policy
called debate.
Process. In the Lighton case, he apparently his research had received funding from horrors, the private sector,
which he disclosed.
And he disclosed it in his testimony, and he had written in his testimony that his work had received funding from such and so.
Right.
And because he had acknowledged it or not, he still would have been attacked by this. She's a very, very left-wing activist with regard to financial regulation and the regulatory state's role in the economy. And so, the reason this is so chilling, Jim, is because in every debate, you have business interests, government interests, public interests, the general interest. There's an effort afoot in a lot of ways like this to drive the market out of the marketplace of ideas. Mm-hmm. We cannot have a world where only the government gets to say and comment on a policy, or only bureaucrats get to comment on a policy and have their way. The private sector's got to have a role. And in this case, he disclosed what the funding had come from. And you absolutely want that. You want competing interests involved in
and if your idea, Elizabeth Warren, won't stand up to scrutiny, then it's not a good idea.
Absolutely.
That's what the debate does. It scrutinizes, it peer reviews, it runs through your idea through a crucible to see if it can stand the test of time.
Well, that's true. I mean, we depend on the private sector for a lot of things, and one of those things is, you know, to create wealth, to create jobs, and to create products, but the private sector also is involved in the policymaking process. That's a part of the Constitution, too.
But Wayne, the thing that I want to, as we wrap up this segment, ladies and gentlemen, she was successful in getting him fired because he did something she didn't agree with. A politician.
And I would just leave it to Jim that this is an ongoing situation.
Yeah.
With regard to pushing the market out of the marketplace of ideas,
and
you'll see it in a lot of ways at FCC.
There was actually conversation about talk radio. A chilling talk radio debate and discussion and free speech. Folks, this is dangerous. This is un-American. And it's got to be stopped. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.